without any doubt, action is a branch of seeing. Therefore, man is nothing but the little man.
Yeah, it's not the little man, it's the cornea.
Or the pupil?
Yeah, pupil.
Yeah.
Pupil, you know why you call it pupil?
Because it's always studying.
It's pupil, no, it's mispronunciation of pupil. This is how you will see the other people. The connection started with that. In Persian is mardamak. Exactly the same playing with the word. Because who are the people to you? The image you have, the thing that you think of them, you believe in them. Yes? You know why I bring it to next time? Yes. At least one guess. Say it because I'm silly or I'm sleepy or I'm tired or I'm bored or something. These are all wrong, don't worry. Listen.
I dare not expound the whole of this. Hindrance thereto is coming from those who are at the center.
See, that's what I do. You himself started it. I have read this several times enough to know. He writes to me and says, oh, I don't dare to finish this argument. Because it's leading toward somewhere that maybe you will have the intention to simplify it. Say, yeah, okay, I get it. It's like this, and it's opposite, and it's like that. Say, it's not like that. This is something that we should study deeply, 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 again and again and again. Then you will have the feeling about it. Because this is not something to understand. When they tell you that existence is doubtful, and maybe you are dreaming, maybe now you are in a state of transition between two things, like a worm which is closing its book to open the book of the butterfly later. Maybe it's like that. How are you sure that I'm here? Are you? You see, then we go towards something, okay, here, I don't dare to finish it. This is a very important stuff. Responsibility is something that intelligence is trying to deny, always. It doesn't start with Adam. It starts with the children. 2-year-old baby. Put a baby in his room and a box of chocolate. Everybody knows what will happen. Huh? Half an hour later, come in and ask the child, did you have chocolate? The first answer will be no. That's the reaction, because you asked for it, maybe it's bad. That's how it goes. Intelligence wants to deny the responsibility. Responsibility is not good. It's painful. But here, responsibility is lovely. Even taking the responsibility of some doing of someone else is lovely. Remember the talk when he said, no, I pay for that. It was my fault. No, give him the credit. All that, this complication is something that should settle down in us. So Rumi would say, I don't dare really to finish this thing. And he says in a very strange way of talking in Persian language that I cannot handle it somehow. I could not even think about giving this explanation. Why? Because some order to stop is coming from the people at the center of it, somehow like that. He will invent the word of the if there is some center and some people, they own that center and things like that, because he wants to say, this cannot be finished. Do not think that this is finished, you got it. Yes.
Speaking of going deeper, mm-hmm. can you say something about he that owns a heart is the king over your hearts? Nicholson just puts a little note at the bottom that says, i.e. the saint. So, but here Maulana writes that, you know, heart twice, he that owns a heart is the king over your hearts.
In Persian, this one is simple, very simple. Sahib-e-Behm is Katkhoda, the owner, because the feudal. The feudal owns your physical existence, and the owner of the heart is the king of your heart. So it says you have two relationships here. One is the real one. When I say the king, you go to that king or that queen, which we call it Sahib-e-Behm, means the owner of the village. The owner of the village will be the feudal, right? He is the king of your body, but the one who has the heart, Sahib-e-Behm. Sahib-e-Behm is a label.
Oh, Sahib-e-Behm.
Sahib-e-Behm, yes. Means okay. The one who has the heart. But when we say Sahib-e-Behm, we don't mean the one who has the heart. We mean the enlightened fellow.
Right.
Means the passionate fellow. So you can translate it that the feudal owns your body, but the passionate fellow owns your heart. Or will take your heart.
Thank you. Inasmuch as the forgetfulness and recollection of creatures are with him, and he comes at their call for help. Every night, that glorious one is emptying from their hearts hundreds of thousands of good and evil. In the daytime, he is filling their hearts therewith. He is filling those oyster shells with pearls.
Okay, he's doing something. Remember, he said, I don't dare to finish this. Because, I don't know if inasmuch we do really. The word is because. Chun. And it's strongly because. So he's giving an explanation. Because what? Because remembering and forgetting is up to him. So why should they insist and repeat it and try to make you remember it? You know what I mean by remembering or forgetting is in his hand? It's like this, that in the daytime it will fill you up and in nighttime it will empty you. Are you living to that magic that will let you forget you when you're enjoying a very nice dream? You forget your shortcomings. You forget your limitation and all that, right? How? That's the magic. It happens when? How? Dream. Remember the dream? We talked about it. We send our king right at the beginning to go in the mosque and cry to sleep. And we said, that's the beginning. When you remember that, you are not you. You are the guy that could lay down over there and be somewhere else. Both of you. Then he talks about it, that when you wake up, everything comes back to you, but not everything. What will come back to you when you wake up? Before being my age, of course, because getting close to here, the first thing you remember or you understand, when you wake up before opening your eyes, if you don't feel any pain, you're dead. But in youth, when you sleep, you wake up, what do you remember? The joy you remember, the pain you forget.